It's important to bring our stories of limiting beliefs to our conscious awareness, because that's the only way we can begin to create shifts and even throw them out completely. And yes, it's possible to do this, because my self-talk and belief that I am not smart has lost all influence over me. But it takes time. And the first place to start is by understanding the root of where it began for you. Hi, and welcome to Beyond Empty Nest. I'm your host, Jody Silverman, speaker, mentor, and chief DARE officer at Moms Who DARE. Every Thursday, I'll share stories of midlife transformation, happiness tips, and dare you to see the opportunities waiting for you so that you can make this next chapter even better than the last. If you're ready to dare, I'm ready to dare with you. Let's get into today's episode. I'm not smart. It's what I believed for most of my life. What about you? Here's a dare. Instead of focusing your spring cleaning this season on your kitchen junk drawer or your closet, how about we dare to focus our efforts on cleaning up our self-talk together? When you do this, I promise everything else in your life will take care of itself, or at least become a bit easier. Today, I'm going to share with you a simple yet powerful practice that, when used consistently over time, can help you spring clean your negative self-talk and your limiting beliefs, resulting in increased confidence and happiness. How's that sound? And just to clarify what I mean by happiness, I'm talking about something called happy for no reason. And Marcy Shymoff, who was a guest on a previous episode and wrote a book of the same title and my Happy for No Reason mentor, defines being happy for no reason as this. It's having an inner sense of peace and well-being, not dependent upon your outside circumstances. And it's absolutely possible to feel this way. And it's absolutely possible to build up your inner sense of contentment, of peace and well-being. I know, because I'm doing it. And the first place to begin on any journey of creating shifts within our minds and our beliefs is through self-awareness. Recently, I was listening to an episode on Mel Robbins' podcast, and this is what she said. Self-awareness is the foundation of creating a better life. I couldn't agree more. I couldn't have said it better. So today, the focus we will be on is on clearing up our self-talk, which is a starting point that led me toward proving why the I'm not smart belief was completely untrue. And before we dive into cleaning up our self-talk, it's important for all of us to realize that we all have stories or beliefs that we adopted, that were implanted into our brains, or we adopted ourselves into our minds, that are not serving us, that are keeping us small, keeping us in fear. They're limiting us. So in a minute, I'm going to ask you to hit pause and take a moment quietly to sit and think, what is the story, the self-talk, or the belief that you've adopted in your life? I'm fat. I'll never lose weight. Nobody loves me. I'm not worthy of love. I'm too short. I'm too tall. I've never succeeded in anything in my life. So think for a minute, hit pause. What is the story or belief that is keeping you stuck on repeat over and over again? It's important to bring our stories of limiting beliefs to our conscious awareness, because that's the only way we can begin to create shifts and even throw them out completely. And yes, it's possible to do this, because my self-talk and belief that I am not smart has lost all influence over me. But it takes time. And the first place to start is by understanding the root of where it began for you. For me, I remember the limiting belief of I'm not smart starting as early as the third grade in Mrs. Smith's class. Literally, if I close my eyes, I can see myself walking into her classroom, turn right. My desk was like the third one back against the wall. And I could see myself sitting there staring at a quiz sheet. frozen, not remembering anything that I had studied, thinking, what's wrong with me? I also remember a time going with my parents to get evaluated to see a tutor to test my reading comprehension and my math skills, which, by the way, is what any supportive parents would do when they notice their child is struggling in school. However, my perception of being taken to a tutor only solidified my belief that I wasn't smart, and that my parents knew I wasn't smart too. And then I also remember in the sixth grade, walking down the hallway with my group of friends, turning to go into my math class and noticing that most of my friends were going into a different class. You know which one they were going into. They were going into the smart class, not me. In my mind, I was in the dumb class. Again, I'm not smart. This belief followed me throughout my life, into adulthood, kept me from speaking up at board meetings while I sat on a board of directors in my synagogue, committee meetings, and other places. It kept me from giving myself the proper credit for my successes and feeling a bit of an imposter when I would get accolades. And I got a lot of accolades over the course of years of my sales career. It was up until a moment where I found myself in tears because my first coach sees me as smart and reflects back that wound to me that I've been carrying my entire life. And again, the kicker is that even though I was super successful in life and career, it was always there. And literally in all the things that I have done, I really have been successful. I'm not saying I didn't fail. I'm saying things didn't work out, but for the most part, I've done really well. So why was it I couldn't see that I was smart? I am smart. All of these moments, not remembering what I had studied, not being in the smart class, being taken to a tutor, all of these moments continue to amplify this belief that I am not smart. Even when in my late 20s, my largest account shared face to face with me and my boss that I, Jody Silverman, was the only reason that they gave so much business to our company, that the support and the sales support I gave them and the customer service I gave them was the best that they had ever seen. I still didn't believe that I was smart, that it was me, that that's the imposter syndrome. Well, maybe it just happened because it happened. Again, it wasn't until the moment where I'm on my very first coaching call, Coach Jen Lee, that I was finally made aware that this belief was false and it was holding me back in ways I wasn't even aware of. I was in tears on this call because she saw me as smart and called me out for being smart. And today, I know smart isn't always about the A's or the books. I know it's more than just IQ. And what I have is EQ. EQ is my superpower. Emotional intelligence is my superpower. And guess what? Emotional intelligence is smart. It's life smart. It's the ability to connect deeply with other humans and problem solve. And just because I didn't get an A in math and science, I somehow believed I wasn't smart enough. Look, this story goes on and on, but for today, my question for you is, what is it or what has it been for you? What belief or self-talk might you have embraced that is false or limiting you in your personal and professional life, in your relationships? Today is the beginning of bringing that one limiting belief to the surface and using my self-talk cleanup as your starting point to begin silencing it, or at least quieting it down enough so that you can challenge it. Because I promise you, you get to challenge, because whatever it is for you, it's not true. Coach Jen Lee had me do this over 12 years ago, a similar practice, and it changed my world in all good ways. And I know it could do the same for you. This is a starting point, and it's a practice. Like with anything in life that you wish to change or shift, it's going to take time. New habits, new beliefs, new thoughts, new things take practice over time. Let's face it, I'm Not Smart didn't happen overnight. I practiced seeing it, believing it, and feeling it for decades. You've all heard the expression, what you focus your attention on grows. This self-talk cleanup is the start of focusing your attention on what's good, on knowing what's good about you. And I know everyone listening right now can do that. There is good in you. You are good in so many ways. Self-talk, when you Google self-talk, here's what comes up. It refers to the ongoing dialogue that occurs within our minds and influences how we feel and behave. It's the script we use to frame our lives. And it matters that you become aware of your self-talk and you bring it to your consciousness. Would you believe that research shows that we can have up to 60,000 thoughts a day? 95% of these thoughts are the same ones you had yesterday and the day before, like a broken record, a skipping record. And wait a minute, if that wasn't scary enough, up to 80% can be negative. So that comes out to a possible 40,000 plus thoughts a day, mostly negative, on repeat. Let that sink in for a moment. How defeating can that be? How exhausting can that be? And yet, when you can bring it to your awareness, a thought, a belief, you bring it to your awareness and you know it's coming, you can challenge it. So we're going to dive into the self-talk cleanup. And it begins with two simple words. Are you ready? Are you writing this down? I am. I am, and you can Google this, find the research. For those of you who love science and research, absolutely Google this. I am are two of the most powerful words that you can use for your subconscious mind. Remember, what you focus your attention on grows. Whatever you put after these two words, they're small yet powerful words, you and your subconscious are going to believe it. Your words and your thoughts have energy, and they will continue to prove you right. If I wanted to still believe I wasn't smart, I could find proof everywhere I turn, but I choose to believe and know that I am smart. So now I see proof of that. So research does vary on how long it takes to create a habit change. It's somewhere between 21 and 30 days. So let's go for 21 days here, a self-talk cleanup 21-day challenge, if you will. And what I want you to do for 21 days is I want you to practice your I am statements. I'm going to get to that in a minute. Because listen, when you give more energy and intention to what's great about you, the negative talk will get quieter. And this is when your life and relationships and your career can truly take off. Think of it as crowding out. You're crowding it out. Focus on what you know to be true and good about yourself will crowd out the negative noise. I liken it as an analogy to dieting. Instead of approaching a diet as a diet, like I'll never eat bread again, I'll never have sugar again, I'll never be able to drink alcohol again. Instead, flip, this is a mindset hack. Flip the script. I get to add fruits and vegetables to every meal I eat. I get to have a glass of water at every meal. And eventually you'll crowd out the bad food for you. It's the same concept with your thoughts. We're going to use I am statements to crowd out the negative thoughts. So here is your dare. Are you ready? Step one, spend a week paying attention to your thoughts and the words and phrases that you use when you think quietly to yourself, when you're in conversation with others. Have a notepad or paper with you, a journal, whatever you need. I want you to record these words down, these thoughts. You look in the mirror and you notice I'm fat. I want you to write down I'm fat in your book. I want you to bring what you're thinking silently and out loud to your conscious awareness. Number two, you're going to create a list of 7 to 10 words that best describe your natural gifts, passions, and talents. Think some core values there too. I have my original list here sitting with me. And for those of you that are watching, I'm going to go reach for it right now and show you. So if you're not watching the video, there's my original list that I did over 12 years ago. So 7 to 10 words that best describe your natural gifts, passions, you, like who are you? So for example, I'm a take charge person. I am passionate. I'm smart. I am tough. Now, full disclosure, Coach Jen Lee told me to add I am smart on there. I put I am straightforward. I am funny. I am happy. I am positive. I am a great daughter. I am a good friend. I am loyal. So 7 to 10 words, and you're going to make I am statements out of them. And then what I want you to do is I want you to read them out loud at least twice a day for 21 days. If you can, in front of a mirror, smiling at yourself. That's right. Twice a day for 21 days. Hey, I'll even double dare you. Take pictures of your I am statements, put them on your phone, look at them during the day, but at least once in the morning when you wake up, once before you go to bed, read your I am statements out loud with a big smile on your face. If you can do it in front of a mirror, great. If not, read them out loud twice a day. The second part of this, step three, is because there's going to be some of you that can't come up with 7 to 10 words because you're standing in your own way. You're blocking yourself. I want you to find three people in your life, family member, friend, coworker who know you well. And you can tell them, because this is awkward for some people, tell them that your coach, Jody, dared you to do this, sent you on a homework assignment. And I want you to ask those three people to give you three words that they believe best describes you. This is super powerful. And when they give you the three words, I want you to circle the ones that match the ones on your list. And I want you to add the new ones as I am statements, and I want you to highlight them. And I'm having you highlight them because these are truth. These are truths that you might not give yourself credit for. Like when Jen Lee told me to put I am smart on my sheet of paper, she saw that I was smart. I couldn't see it myself. This is the way the people you matter to most see you, without all the gunk from your past in the way. They see you clearly. So highlight those. So step one, spend a week paying attention and journal what you're thinking and saying. Number two, create an I am list with 5 to 7 to 10 words that best describe your natural gifts, talents, and you. And then ask three people in your life to offer three words each that they feel best describe you. Circle the ones that match, highlight the ones that are new. And then start paying attention to how you feel. What shifts are you feeling within you, within your relationships? Here's the end game. Obviously, we want to get rid of the negative belief that you have convinced yourself is yours. And sometimes we just want to quiet it down enough to challenge it and understand it. So what you're doing here is building up something that I call self-talk resilience. And you're going to use an acronym of TALK, T-A-L-K, to help you with this. All of this is in the show notes below. The end game is to bring to your conscious awareness the words and phrases you are using that are unkind and limiting you, so that you can then, T, take notice when a limiting belief starts to form. That's bringing it to your awareness. T, take notice. A, acknowledge that thought or limiting belief is there. You don't want to ignore it. You don't want to push it away. You want to bring it forward and acknowledge it and say, hey, I'm not smart. I hear you there. I know you're there. L, learn from it. Why are you there? And how it would sound is like, I wonder why I'm not smart is popping up in my head again right now. Why? Might it be because I'm stepping out of my comfort zone to dare to grow and learn in my business? Maybe. And K, kick it out with an I am statement, with one of your statements that you know to be true about you. Crowd out the negative. That, my friends, is Jody's self-talk cleanup 21-day challenge. And I dare you to step into the spring season, putting yourself first, your mindset first, because if nobody has told you yet today, you are loved, you are smart, you are gorgeous, you are perfect just the way you are. Let me know what resonated with you. Send me an I am statement in a review Type, if you're listening to this on Apple Podcasts, leave a review and share an I am statement with me. If you're watching this on YouTube, drop it in the comments. Shoot me an email. I want to hear what your I am statements are. Because you matter. You matter to yourself first and to all the people in your world. Thanks for tuning in. Happy spring. And as I always say, dare on. Thank you for listening to this episode of Beyond Emptiness. Head over to jodysilverman.com for full show notes, more information, and additional resources. Speaking of additional resources, I've got a great one for you in the show notes below. So if you've enjoyed today's show and are ready to embrace this midlife chapter, then you're going to want to grab our featured resource called the Self-Talk Cleanup Challenge. May not think so, but to quote our friend Oprah, the one thing I know for sure is that negative self-talk and thoughts are what's keeping you stuck in fear and lacking confidence to take the leaps in midlife that you desire to take. When you grab this resource, you'll receive the exact exercise my first coach took me through. It's simple, yet powerful. In addition, I'll send you a few other tools and tricks to help you knock out the negativity when it shows up, thereby increasing your confidence and your overall happiness, allowing you to have fulfillment and fun in midlife. You deserve it. So go ahead and grab your copy of the Self-Talk Cleanup Challenge, and I'll see you next Thursday. Until then, dare on.